Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right, so once again, 855-453, toll-free number. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Got some interesting and outrageous stuff in the news that are definitely worth talking about here tonight, including something that JJ is going to share with us here in a few moments about, well, mom called, or I think it was a parent called the police to transport a disturbed young man to the hospital.
That's right.
And we'll tell you what happened with the police. It's a really unusual police call story. We'll tell you about that here in a moment. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, news about Sheriff Joe. Old Sheriff Joe, the toughest sheriff in America.
Joe Arpaio.
Yeah, so but there's news out of Salon.com. Says his world is crumbling. We'll find out what that means. 855-453 here. Also, I've been banned from yet another... location.
Pretty soon you won't be able to leave the house.
It's looking like that. This is the college campus here in Keene, Keene State College, on which I have been a number of times, but usually I'm able to go in and leave before security arrives, and there's been a couple incidents where I've just been there too long and I've been unable to avoid the security people. So last time I was told that I needed to have some sort of a permission slip or whatever to do outreach to students at the campus. And when I made it clear that that kind of bothered me because, you know, free speech, I'm paying for the school, so shouldn't I be able to come there and hand stuff out to people during class changes if I want to? They basically said, no, we don't even allow our students to do that. You, if you're a student, have to, and you as somebody else who's not a student, if you want to be able to interact with the students in any way, shape, or form, you have to ask permission, and we'll give you permission, they say. They give everybody permission, so they claim. We'll give you permission. You can set up a table in the student center, and you can sit at the table the entire day if you would like. You can, you know, have it for a while. You can only do it as a non-student twice per month. But if you are running a table, you cannot actually reach out to someone from behind the table. So, Mark, if you were walking by as a college student in the student center, I could not say, hey, come on over and take this world's smallest political quiz or something like that. I could not do any kind of beckoning to the individuals.
No call to action, basically.
Correct. Correct. So you know, pretty much have to stand quietly behind the table and maybe have an interesting visual to entice the students to come over and talk to you, which is really different than what I was doing, which is at the end of the class schedule, they have, you know, class changes at toward the end of the hour, like 45 minutes after to the top of the hour is their class change. And so I would go out with some other activists. We'd have a bunch of flyers, and then, you know, there's this rush of students for that 15-minute period, and then just hand out as many of these flyers as possible. And it was really effective. I mean, we were giving out probably a couple hundred flyers in 1 15-minute swap.
Sounds effective, yeah.
So, of course, you know, whenever you do effective activism, they don't like that very much. And they told me, you can't do that anymore or else we're going to get a trespass order against you. So today, it's not what I did. I actually went down with a megaphone and started telling the...
Megaphones make people happy. Go ahead.
The kids loved it, from all I could tell. They didn't seem bothered by it at all. Of course, I was talking about smoking pot through the megaphone, being that tomorrow's 420.
Which is typically popular with college students.
Exactly. And I made a joke at one point about how I didn't think I got the wrong college because I heard this wasn't a drug-free zone or whatever, and there was some chuckles. Anyway, so that's what I was doing. So they hadn't told me I couldn't use a megaphone on the college campus. It's not like I hadn't gone back and you know, handed out flyers. I would have flyered today if I had them, but the guy putting together the 420 celebration tomorrow didn't get back to me with them in time. So I figured, well, I still want to get the word out about the 420 thing, because as we did last year and the year prior to that, activists are going to be in front of the State House tomorrow in Concord, New Hampshire, and there will be cannabis smoked. So I wanted to get the word out to college students who many take the day off on Friday. There's usually very few classes, if any at all, on Fridays. So it's a perfect opportunity for college kids to get in the car, pile in the car, and head on up to Concord for a day trip, and have a little 420
wake up early, get there by 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Right, exactly. And so that's all I was doing today. And then I noticed the security guards were coming my direction. I did a 180 and started heading off the campus.
They got you.
Daryl was there, one of the new movers from, he just moved up from San Antonio, Texas. So he's already been banned from somewhere. He's only been here for 2 weeks.
Wait, what? Daryl was
with me. Yep. So
yeah, copper, you'll never catch me.
We're walking off the campus. We'd actually split off and went two directions. Unfortunately, he didn't know where he was going because he'd never been to the campus before. And as I'm walking toward the parking lot.
I got to get out of here. The cops are coming.
he was going in the general right direction. And
it's not a very big college campus. You keep walking, you run off the end of it.
Yeah, he got there. Yeah. So we were going back to the parking lot where he was parked, and as I'm walking around this building, I guess they'd sent one of the cops around the other side of the building to cut me off.
Sneaky guys.
And so the security, he's a college security guard, he comes up and he said something to me about, like, hello there or something. And I said, hey, good afternoon. I just keep walking right on past him. He's like, you heading off the campus? I'm like, yep. He's like, okay then. And so he didn't do anything else besides just kind of follow me a little bit. And then out in the parking lot, there was another one, because there were two of them that were on us. Another one out there getting Daryl's license plate number down. And he's calling something out on his two-way. And so as we're heading back to the Keene Activity Center, we're pulled over by Keene Police Department. And that's when they issued me and Daryl no trespass orders on the entire college campus property, which that kind of freaks me out because I don't know all the different places these guys have.
A bunch of buildings.
Right.
So was Daryl actually partaking in the megaphoning?
No, he was just kind of there with me.
So was he making any sort of disturbance?
He was, well, I mean, I wouldn't call megaphoning during class changes a disturbance, but he was talking to people about the 420.
I mean, he was just talking to people. He wasn't running around or starting things on fire.
No. I mean, he was talking, maybe loudly at some point.
So it seems like they sort of banned him by association.
Of course!
Well, but they can ban anybody they want.
It's private property is what I was told.
The way they see it, it's private property. And it really is.
No, it's not. Well, it's public.
It is in the sense that the government stole money from you.
That's right.
So if you really think that in some way or shape or form a public university is public, well, you know, here's news for you. It's not.
Right. Apparently neither are the public state liquor stores, nor are the public government high schools and middle schools and government school administration building, nor is the public jail, all these places, the public courthouse. These are all places I have been banned, and most of them I am currently banned from.
So where are you not banned from that is a government building?
I can still go to district court.
Okay.
The city building. Most of the city properties I can visit. Post office. But there's significant swaths of property that are ostensibly or should be ostensibly public that are absolutely paid for by tax dollars that I have been told if I set foot on them, I will be put in a jail. So
I think the banning started with
The jail.
The individual of the jail, that's right.
A couple years ago.
And then Central Square, mm-hmm. There were some bannings with Derek and Bo.
Can you go to Central Square?
I can go to Central Square.
That's good. That's nice.
For now.
And now they've extended. Now they're just like, it's a knee-jerk reaction. If Ian shows up somewhere, then that's their response.
You got a pre-written trespass order.
they all got together and had this little meeting. It's like, oh, this guy Ian, we just want him gone. I don't know what to do.
He just keeps using free speech and the right to assemble, which, of course, is a bunch of crock of garbage. What a load. I mean, free speech? Wow. There's no free speech. There's no free speech in places that matter. If you want to go and speak out in the woods somewhere, cool. No one cares about that.
Sure.
No one's going to hear you. But if you want to go and speak somewhere where, you know, it's a government property, they're not going to like that very much. Yeah. Unless your speech is, yeah, government, woo, we tax me more. Unless that's your speech, they're going to tell you to get lost.
Oh, sure. Those workers don't want to hear about how their job is part of this corrupt system that is hurting mm-hmm. people. No, they don't want to believe that. They want to live in that fairy tale where they're helping people. They're for the public good.
They just don't want to hear anything. I mean, there's that. But also, I mean, I'm just at a school doing outreach. When you're growing up, you're told that college campuses are this icon of respecting free speech and diversity.
And different ideas.
Right.
I mean, you know, this is where people come to share ideas.
It's nonsense. 855-450-FREE. Don't believe me? Go ahead. Try doing some of these things. Try actually speaking out and right to assemble on a public property that you pay for and watch what they do. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books. listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1635.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1676.57, $838.29 for a half ounce, or $419.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1676.57, $838.29, and $419.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us over at freetalklive.com, and you can get tuned in there to our live streams, which hopefully should be working. It seems like they are. We had to do a flip over today. It's pretty rare.
Flip over? Is this a technical term?
No. It's pretty rare that this happens. The service provider for our website had to flip IP addresses. Like, they had to change all the IP addresses on their system. I don't know if that means they're like signing up with a new provider or something like that. It's pretty rare that happens with dedicated hosting. And so that happened to us, and we made that flip today. So actually, I think the website was down as of, a few minutes ago? I don't know if it still is.
Yeah, I saw it down. So how are the streams working if the website's down?
Through the magic of technology. Anyway, so you can go and enjoy our website when it works.
How do you get to the streams if the website isn't up?
Well, if you have them bookmarked, you could. You can always just type in. If you have like a Winamp or a Windows Media Player or iTunes, you can open up a URL in the program. You can type in hi.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you to our high band stream. H-I-G-H. And there's mid, M-I-D, and then there's low.
What's going to be tomorrow on 420?
Huh?
Like what you're going to be tomorrow at 420?
Yeah, lots of people will, actually. It'll be great. And so you can type all that stuff in there, and then you can connect directly to the streams. But anyway, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com when the site's up and running, and you can get tuned in that way. Lots of different options there.
Join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate a business or create your own will or living trust, even register a trademark. All the common legal documents that you need in your life, you can get them far, far less with LegalZoom.com. Now, they're not attorneys, but they were founded by attorneys. It's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so let's talk about what happens sometimes when you call the police. Frequently, you'll call the police, and sometimes we see it happening with parents and their kids, and I think you've got a case like this, JJ, where the police were called on a 17-year-old who was mentally perturbed or disturbed or something like that. And in a lot of cases, we'll see instances where the police will come and they'll make things worse. The police will come and they'll cause even more of a disturbance, or they'll arrest somebody who nobody intended to be arrested in the first place, or they'll do something that's completely outside the scope of what you expected them to do. And that's part of what this story is about. But there's an interesting twist here in that the person who intervened, because somebody intervened in the police, was another officer.
That's right.
So what happened?
Now, this news story comes out of New Jersey, Bogota, New Jersey. And I'm going to read this story from Reason.com. Whenever I read a news report about police assaulting a homeless guy or unleashing a stream of pepper spray on peaceful protesters, I always wonder, where are the good cops? I mean, we're constantly assured that most police officers are good cops, and that their reputation is being besmirched by a few bad apples. So why aren't those good cops busy tasering their off-base colleagues, or at least giving them a good thumping? The answer, it appears, is Regina Tasca. She's a Bogota, New Jersey police officer who responded to a medical call to transport an emotionally disturbed young man to the hospital. As per protocol, she called for backup. Two officers from Ridgefield arrived at the scene and proceeded to whomp on Kyle, the guy they were supposedly helping, according to WPIX. Quote, Tasca, this is a quote from the WPIX story. Tasca described what we see on the videotape. Quote, the Ridgefield Park officer automatically charges and takes him down to the ground. I was quite shocked. As he's doing that, another Ridgefield police officer flies into the scene in his car, jumps out, and starts punching him in the head.
So these are officers from a different department that are responding?
Yes, a different municipality.
I see. Just because it's one of those small towns, they don't have that many people on, that sort of thing?
Well, it seems like it's one of those towns that's just in a series of suburbs. So that you have adjoining towns. It's New Jersey, so I imagine it's... I don't know. I don't know the exact location, but I'll continue with the story. On the tape, you hear Tara, the mother, and Kyle, her son, screaming, "Why are you punching him?" and "Stop punching me." The two Ridgefield police sergeants are never heard refuting the claims that they punched the 22-year-old man as he was waiting for an ambulance. Even worse, Kyle was never charged nor arrested for any offense.
Oh, God.
Tasca says it's because he never threatened, did not have a weapon, and indeed never resisted and was not violent.
Just got punched on.
Eventually, Tasca was able to pry the punching Ridgefield police officer off Kyle, as seen in a picture taken by Kyle's mother, who also later commended Tasca in a phone call. And going back to the Reason story, you know what comes next, right? Yeah. After physically intervening against two violent colleagues in blue, Tasca's job is at stake. She faces a departmental trial on charges that she's psychologically unfit to be a police officer.
Wow.
Right. So a police officer intervenes in what appears to be the unjust beating of a citizen.
By her definition, she decided this is not right. Somebody needs to do something, and I'm the only one who can do it without, facing criminal charges.
Because exactly. The way they see it, a police officer can't initiate force unless they initiate force against another police officer. Every forceful action against a police officer, whether it is a reaction or not, is an initiation as they see it. So this lady wasn't reacting because whatever's going on in the world doesn't matter. Like a cop can slug you in the face. If you spit back at him, you're the one who's going to be charged.
That's right.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying that every cop's walking around slugging people in the face. I'm not saying that. But apparently, this police officer believed that that's what those two police officers did, and you can see what's happened. I mean, this is, they get a different form of justice than the rest of us get.
I think this is, we talk a lot on this show, especially, I've been on Thursdays for quite a while now, and it's very often where all my news story that I'm talking about has something to do with a cop that did something wrong. Well, here's a case where we have a police officer who did the right thing in this one situation in which she tried to stop the abuse that she saw. And now, jeez, instead of being heralded, instead of being, commended by the department and awarded medals, she is being driven out because that sort of behavior is not fit for a police officer in New Jersey's Bogota.
And the reason is because the department can handle, from a legal standpoint, two officers running off and beating on somebody. What they cannot handle is police officers that disagree on a story.
You can't break the thin blue line.
Yeah, if you've broken the thin blue line, if you tell a different story, then the department is open to huge lawsuits. And they don't want to be open to lawsuits. Look, I don't care how many teeth you kick out of some young person, some young male, because they're, you can almost always get away with beating up one of them.
Oh, yeah, people are dangerous. Especially if their skin is darker.
How many teeth you kick out of their mouth, it doesn't matter as long as you keep your story straight, people.
Right. Yeah, in fact, speaking of the thin blue line, when I was pulled over today, the officer had a special patch on his, I guess his badge.
A piece of black tape across his badge.
Yeah, black tape with a blue line or whatever. So it's some sort of in memory of the cop that got shot on the drug raid that happened a couple weeks ago in Greenland, New Hampshire.
I have had to make a fire call today, and at the fire station, they're running the flags at half mast, too. Mm-hmm. Just about every fire station in New Hampshire is doing the same thing.
Yep, and apparently the guy had a funeral today, and thousands of people had turned out for the funeral procession
because
he's a hero. He invaded someone's home,
right?
And attempted to steal that person's freedom.
He'd be alive today if he stayed out of somebody else's house.
That's true.
That's right.
Anyway, so is there more to this story here? I mean, she's looking at she's been suspended, I presume. She's under investigation.
Yeah,
they're calling her psychologically unfit to be a police officer.
That's as far as the reason story goes. I'm looking at the WPIX story here. So I think I can't really see. She's an 11-year veteran with numerous commendations, and there's all kinds of photographs from the kid that got beat up. Basically, Tosca says the real reason she's being called out on these charges is she crossed the blue line by refusing to support another officer even when he used excessive force. The other problem, the Bogota Police Department is very small with fewer than 20 officers, and there she is definite minority. So,
she's a minority because she's a woman, and according to the New York Daily News, she's also a lesbian.
Oh, she's the only female, the first female ever, and the first and only gay female also.
Yep, in Bogota.
In that department, right. So,
you think that's a factor?
I think it's a factor, but, I don't
know. It's a boy's world when it comes to the police department.
What would have happened, though, if it had been a regular old guy,
Oh, we're in the middle of spots.
Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
And the mics are open. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Good times.
They had technical troubles going out. Right. Troubles coming in.
Yeah, that last segment, we just blabbed right on into the commercial break without even realizing that
that was time. I blabbed it for it up.
It's quality talk.
That's true. Good point. And you missed it if you were listening on the radio. If you're on our internet stream, you got to hear the extra minute and a half or however many it was. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features that await you there, including news updates over at news.freetalklive.com. You can go there and you can enjoy the news updates. You can get them via email. You can receive them on Twitter or Facebook. So once again, head over to news.freetalklive.com. That's if our website's working, and at the moment it does not appear to be, so bear with us. It is a free service, and we're
switching over,
flipping a new IP address, and I have a feeling that's part of what's going on here. It was working earlier today. 855-450-FREE. So talking about a police officer in Bogota,
New Jersey,
who has decided, I wonder how they pronounce that in New Jersey.
Hi, what? Bogota?
I couldn't tell you. I thankfully haven't spent enough time around heavy New Jersey accents. But she's been suspended and is under investigation for being unfit to be a police officer. Now, the reason for this is because she intervened when two officers were beating on a 17-year-old male when they were called to this particular location to escort this 17-year-old male to the hospital for some sort of a outburst or something
it
like
just,
that?
It said emotionally disturbed, so you know that could be any number of things as far as I know. But the point that she made was that Kyle was never charged or arrested because he wasn't violent, he didn't have any weapon, he wasn't resisting, he wasn't doing anything.
Just got himself a good beating.
Yeah, just getting...
apparently.
Yeah. There are police officers out there, plenty of them, that believe that the best way to deal with mentally ill people is physically harming them.
Well, didn't she say that the first officer just ran right out to this guy and jacked him?
Yes.
Like there wasn't any kind of conversing or, you know, FU copper or anything
there's,
like that?
There's tape of this that shows what happened from, I believe, the dash cam of one of the Tasca's cruiser. So basically, and just to recap, because we probably lost it in that last mix-up, but Tasca is the only female on the force, the first female on the force, and she's also a lesbian. So
she believes that may have something to do with this.
Yes, of course. We all know that because she crossed the thin blue line and you know interrupted that the mafioso, if you will. That's the real reason.
That's certainly the reason this initiated, but that doesn't mean there aren't some feelings of anger or, like, you know, jealousy behind it, perhaps by some misogynistic police officers who have a problem with women.
It could be, a mitigating factor, but I feel like a 30-year-old white guy who was a police officer that in some way separated his fellow police officers from beating on somebody for no good reason would probably be facing the same thing.
You're probably right.
Take a
You're
look at Bradley right. Jardis, who received all kinds of ridicule from his fellow police officers for his stand on the war on drugs.
Right.
And, you know, he doesn't fit any of those categories.
Well, we said in the last segment, basically that there's a lot of talk about the cops doing wrong on the show. And, you know, now we're highlighting a cop that did right. But even then, it's like
still
more cops are doing
wrong
around her. It's like this one cop is doing something, or at least in this incident. Now, I'm not saying that everything she ever did was good, and I'm not saying that she didn't perpetrate any victimless crimes.
She could be the least bad cop on the squad.
But at least she has
she could be the least good cop on the squad, for all we know. She just happens to be, she happens to have hit the news hit with
this
story.
Well, she's courageous.
Seems courageous.
Yeah, how many cops are going to intervene? You know, I'm sure there's good cops out there that think about it. That think about, okay, look, this guy's getting carried away. And just watching them beat someone down.
Right.
They're unconscious. They're clearly not resisting anymore. And, you know, he's like, okay, let's stop it there. And
she could have been one of the cops who joins in. I mean, lots of cops would you see that as an excuse to come in and start kicking.
Yeah, my sister was a police officer in the Air Force, and she told me that in some cases, female officers would be far more hardcore than male because they had something to prove. And so she would see, you know...
Gotta prove they're one of the guys, huh?
Yeah, hear of incidents where the female officer reacted way over the top, and it was, like, basically dragged off the subject.
Let's go to your calls. Robert is on the line in New Jersey. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind, Robert?
Just an FYI as well. In New Jersey, it's Bogota.
Bogota?
Bogota.
Yeah. I was just calling to let you know, I was the one that set up the Lemonade Freedom Day last year.
Oh, excellent.
And this year we're planning to do it again, but last year was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. It was like a last-minute thing toward the end of summer. So this year we're trying to encourage people to set up lemonade stands all year long instead of just one specific day. And then we're going to finish off the summer with that one specific day that we're calling Lemonade Freedom Day. But we're really trying to push it hard to get kids to go out and maybe, you know, twice a week or, you know, just even in the front of their house or wherever they can and just set up a lemonade stand and make it more common. And just to kick it off, we're actually going to be at the Philly Freedom event this Sunday.
Oh, great.
Ron Paul. So, and we won't have a permit to operate. We have a permit for the table, but not to vend food. So
nice.
We're going to have to see how that
goes. Now, where is this event taking place in Philly?
It's in Philly. It's on Independence Mall.
So that's public property then?
I guess it's considered park police that would be there. I'm not sure.
Okay, interesting. And are you going to have younger children serving the lemonade?
Correct.
Because it seems like adults have a lot tougher of a time. I know that our very own Meg McLean, who's been on this show for quite a while, she's now down in the D.C. area.
Yep.
She set up a table, and she was arrested for it.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. She's actually going to be there as well, and so is the Babb family from Jim Babb's family. I know you're familiar with them.
We're all
going to be running the table, and it's rain or shine. So I hope to see people out there and get some lemonade from us.
Outstanding. Well, I know that there's a lot of buzz around this Philly event. I mean, we had Jordan Page call earlier this week to talk about how he's playing the event. Ron Paul's going to be there, and it's Philly, so people from New York and all over the place, different population centers could come there. So this could be a real big event. We've heard estimates of 2,000, 10,000, 20,000 people could possibly be attending this event.
You see some of the Ron Paul rallies. Those numbers aren't out of the pale at all.
And I know the Free State Project is going to be there with a table as well, and we've sent down all manner of Free Keen and Shire Society and Cop Block propaganda. We sent literally a whole tote of flyers and trifolds and stuff down there.
Oh,
so
cool.
We'll be represented.
If you want, I could put some at our table as well. I actually have a flyer that Derek J. gave me to print out, and I'm going to be handing those out as well. I think it's the Do You Value Peace?
Neat. Fantastic. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And what's the Lemonade Liberation website?
LemonadeFreedom.com is the website. And like I said, I like to encourage people to go out all the time throughout the entire summer. And I'm even encouraging people to send me their info, send me their event information, make YouTube videos, either themselves or their kids, supporting Lemonade Freedom Day, and I'll post it all up on the website.
So what's the purpose of Lemonade Freedom Day? What are you trying to get across?
It started off from seeing the kids at lemonade stands. There were numerous news reports of kids at lemonade stands being shut down last year for not having permits and licenses. And as a matter of fact, there was actually one this week in Boston Marathon, a bunch of kids that were selling in front of their home during the Boston Marathon. They were also shut down by the health department, I believe.
Oh, God. There's no shortage of these stories.
Because watered down Kool-Aid is bad for you.
I had real lemonade last time I was at a lemonade stand, Mark. I'm glad.
I'm just saying that usually when I stop off at these things, and most of the times they're not activist things, I just like to support young people who are setting up these, you know, trying a little entrepreneurship.
So the idea is to, to put a lemonade stand out there that's going to not be so easy to push over?
We want to get the message out there. I mean, I think it's an important lesson for kids, first of all. It's two aspects to it. The first issue is the kids. I think it's important for kids. It's a great learning experience for them. They learn about money. They learn about responsibility, things like that. And then there's the other issue that I'd like to kind of try to bring people into, people that don't normally consider it. But just the fact that,
hold that thought. We'll come back to you here in moments. More with Robert, Street Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are awaiting you there. And if you like the show and you like how the website's free, which it's down right now, though, if you like the website when it works, then you can send us a contribution through the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that means that we'll take $3 a month in from you and other listeners who want to contribute, and we'll invest that money in the show. We'll get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. In fact, if you haven't heard, Free Talk Live had the great honor of being listed at number 52 on Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100.
I'm really excited about this.
100 most influential talk show hosts in America. We were number 79 the year prior to that, I believe 84 prior to that, in the 90s prior to that. So, I mean, we've been on the list for a few years, but this is the biggest jump that we've ever had. We went 27 spaces up from 79 to number 52.
Wow. Talkers Magazine bills itself as the Bible of the talk radio industry or something like that. And, you know, it's hard to argue considering there's really no other magazine out there that focuses.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and I guess they're not doing print. Anymore. Now they're online.
Correct.
So, you know, it's they are the biggest name in the talk industry. They put out a list of the 100 most important talk shows in America, and Free Talk Live has been on that list 4 years, and now we're at 52. And
however, we would not be where we are today if it weren't for everybody who listens to the program, but also everybody who supports the show. And I mean, advertisers, affiliates, sure, our radio stations, everybody that you know, downloads the podcast, and especially the Free Talk Live amplifiers. It's the Free Talk Live amplifiers who've made this possible, because if it weren't for the AMP dollars that have been coming into this show, as they have on a monthly basis for the last several years, we would not have been able to afford our advertising campaign with Talkers Magazine, which means we wouldn't have been able to afford to go to the industry conventions that Talkers, they put on a convention every year in New York City. We've been going to those for several years. These are venues that are very helpful, because these are places where the industry doers turn to. They look at Talkers Magazine, they go to the convention.
So we need to be in Talkers Magazine, and we need to be at the conventions. And it's because of listeners who become Free Talk Live amplifiers, like you. That's why it's possible. Had it just been me making phone calls from my office during the daytime to talk radio stations, sure, we would have gotten on some stations. I don't think we'd be at 100.
Not as effective.
No way. I don't think we'd be at 100, and we wouldn't be on in New York City.
Yep.
And those are two milestones that we passed within the last year, which I think are probably big factors as to why they jumped us up from 79 to 52. And very few of these things would be possible without the support of the Free Talk Live amplifiers, which is why it's unfortunate that, you know, the economy is down, so people have been cutting back on their spending on, let's say, more frivolous items like supporting Free Talk Live. And so
that's basic, I suppose.
Right. So kind of week after week, we do lose a few bucks per week off of the AMP program. We actually had over $4,000 at one point, and it's now closer to $3,000. So it's just been kind of slowly being whittled away by the sands of time and the poor economy. You know, frequently people will respond to an inquiry, because a lot of times, like, PayPal will just cancel an account. If your credit card expires, PayPal has this annoying service where they cancel all of your recurring accounts. Rather than let you just go in and put a new credit card in and keep everything running, they should just cancel everything you have that's recurring, so you have to go through and restart everything that you want to subscribe to. So sometimes people won't even know they're canceled, and I'll send an email anytime a cancellation comes. They're just like, hey, just make sure you meant to do this. And sometimes people did mean to do it because, you know, they've got a tough time in their life. They just got fired, or, you know, things got tight at the household or whatever, and I totally understand and appreciate everybody who's ever been a Free Talk Live amplifier, and far more people have been amplifiers than currently are amplifiers, just because it's gone on for so long. We've had years worth of folks doing this stuff. So thank you in advance. If you haven't yet amped, go to amp.freetalklive.com when our website's working, which hopefully will be at some point during the show tonight. We'll let you know. Amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there, and you can put $3 a month behind probably the most effective, next to Ron Paul, the most effective liberty-oriented outreach program you've ever encountered. I mean,
cost effective.
You got to promote yourself, and that's how it is.
I mean, you know, like Ron Paul is certainly very, very effective, and there's probably some other organizations.
Yeah, dollar for dollar, you get more with Free Talk Live.
But, you know, I mean, Ron Paul's doing it on what? I mean, you know,
millions
of dollars is what it takes to get Ron Paul out there.
We're getting in, what, three a month at AMP program times 12?
Yeah, $3 a month.
$36,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot less than Ron Paul. Ron Paul raises $36,000 in, you know, an hour.
Minute, one of his money bomb days.
Let's go to Robert. He's still with us, waiting patiently through that little infomercial about the AMP program. Robert, you're back on Free Talk Live, and appreciate your patience there. As you were talking about Lemonade Liberation or the Lemonade Freedom Movement, where you are encouraging young people to become entrepreneurial, to get out there and set up a lemonade stand in defiance of these aggressive and outrageous police officers around the country who are shutting them down in a lot of cases and threatening families and threatening children with arrests and fines for running lemonade stands. You took this issue on last year. You started LemonadeFreedom.com. You had Lemonade Liberation Day where people were encouraged to do this. And you said there were two reasons why you were doing it. One is to encourage entrepreneurship. And the second one, you had just begun to tell us we had to go to the break.
Yeah, the second reason is, you know, I'm trying to open up the door to discuss, you know, the other possibilities with people that aren't really talking about it. But I mean, it's more about the conversation about, you know, getting people to you know, talk about it and say, well,
talk about what? Talk about what? Lemonade?
No, just to talk about voluntary exchange, basically, and why there need to be permits and licenses in the first place. Because, you know, with the way the economy is now, it's a perfect example, you know, and you have these entrepreneurs that may possibly want to get their feet in the door, and they can't because there's so much red tape that they have to go through, and it's all nonsense. I mean, if consenting adults want to you know, exchange goods with each other for services, then what's the problem with that?
Absolutely. And we need more of that in any economy, but certainly in a down economy, it makes it better when somebody doesn't have to jump through a bunch of hoops to start their business. They can just start their business rather than having to incur the extra cost of the regulatory structure.
The government knocks out the bottom rungs in the ladder of success. I mean, you have to have longer legs, and the legs come from having money, and therefore the poor people just can't climb that ladder.
Well, and I also relate the lemonade stands to, basically, talking about the Agora and that sort of stuff, or voluntary, interactions, I also relate it to yard sales and garage sales and how people are able to do that all over without...
Some places you have to have a permit.
Right. Well, some places. I haven't lived at a place that needed a permit, so I haven't experienced that personally. Mm-hmm. But, that's a good way of just sort of saying, well, you could sell stuff out of your garage and people, have no problem doing that, so what's the difference here? And it's sort of... The idea that, in some cases, obviously those places with permits, they are a different situation, but many people can do a lot of bartering and sales and different stuff in their neighborhoods with these kind of yard sales, garage sales, and block parties, and all kinds
of different things. They can and they should, and that's part of what Robert's promoting, is exactly. To encourage people to... Instead of just, the average parent comes at the lemonade stand from, oh, it's so cute, my kid wants to do this lemonade stand, it's going to be entrepreneurial, they're going to learn a few things, and that's cool. But you're saying go into it with a specific intention of, this is an activist project. I mean, this is, we know there's a chance the police could respond, the police could show up. I mean, is that kind of where you're coming at this from, is to really go in with the intention of continuing doing the lemonade stand in the face of the threat of the violence of the police?
Exactly, and as you guys know well, there's always strength in numbers. So, if the more the merrier, So the more lemonade stands that there are as you drive down the street, it's less likely that police or other city or county officials are going to shut them down.
Excellent. Well, glad to hear about that, and hope to see you get out of New Jersey someday. And are you a Free State Project member?
No, I'm not. I went to Pork Fest last year, and I'm hoping to make it there this year, but we're
great.
Expecting a baby just prior, so I'm not sure how.
All right, well, hope to see.
We're going to play it by ear.
Hope to see you out there. I know that, did you have a good time, Pork Fest?
Oh, we had a great time. Can I say one more
sure.
thing?
Quick.
Did you guys hear the news about Julian Henklin?
No, what news?
A federal judge threw out the charges against him.
Is this news as of, today or when?
Today, correct.
Interesting. I'll go look into a little bit further on that. Thanks for the heads up. I appreciate the call tonight, Robert. And definitely let us know as Lemonade Liberation develops. If there are any interesting stories you want to share with our audience, certainly feel free to check back in with
Julian
us.
Julian Heiklin is an activist who does jury outreach. He's in his 80s and seems to, on a pretty regular basis, have to deal with federal thugs that don't want him handing out literature on the steps of courthouses.
Yeah, we'll find out more about what happened with Julian because they were going after him in federal court in Manhattan for handing out jury nullification information, and it was looking kind of dire. So I'm glad to hear the news about that. More on the way. 855-450-FREE plus an update from the Bartholomew brothers in Yuba County about their outreach project.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.